I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bounty is a beautiful space with incredible food and can accommodate parties from 10 to 200 people. And here's the other thing you should know about Bounty. One reason the food is so delicious is that it's locally sourced. Bounty gets cheeses from Bonnie Blue Farms, beef from Home Place Pastures, and fresh produce from Old World Farms and Hannah Farms. And the folks from Bounty asked me to mention those small farms specifically because they're serious about supporting local farms to create a sustainable food community. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. The website is bountyonbroad.com. Or just give them a call at 901-410-8131. That's 901-410-8131. And book your holiday party before everybody else.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary in range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because right now at Staples, you'll earn 25% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
But hurry, because our 25% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 11/16/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/25andrewards for details.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
As a bald man, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register at cbu.edu/graduate.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/save big, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 12/8/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'd feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White & Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Well, Chris, this is lovely. What is it we're listening to?
That is The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert. Obviously sending that out to Mike Conley for his first return to FedEx Forum in a different uniform.
All right, so in terms of you written a piece that's up at the Daily Memphian, I have tweeted it out on the return of Mike Conley. What other returns have we seen in our history of our Memphis Grizzlies? What notable returns?
Well, Conley will be the third of the core four to make a return. Marc Gasol presumably will come in March. It's scheduled to come in March. Zach Randolph's return was an event before the game with him. He was sort of making the rounds around the lower bowl and people following him around. I said it was sort of like Muhammad Ali and Zaire. It was like the When We Were Kings moment, just people following him around.
I missed it for some reason, but that was a great return, wasn't it? And they had a video and everything else, I'm sure. Yes.
And I want to say, I may be wrong about this, but I want to say Marc Gasol, did he pass Zach? Maybe he passed somebody else to become the all-time franchise rebounding leader in that game? I remember there was something like that happened.
Okay.
Tony Allen's return had the misfortune, to some degree, of being opening night. And so there was of competing hoopla around that. But they had the grit grind forever towels, sort of acknowledging Tony's return.
Okay.
And then the Pau Gasol return was the next season after Mark had joined the team. So Pau Gasol's first game back in Memphis as a Laker was also going up against his first game in the NBA against his brother.
That's remarkable. So he was traded in like late January, early February, but they never came back. He never played. He didn't come back until the next year.
Right.
And I have no recollection of that return. And then there was Shane's return. What people were mad. What were they mad about? Because they're mad there was a video?
I forgot all about that. Yes, when Shane's return, they did the poster. It was a poster giveaway.
They did a poster giveaway.
Some
people were mad about that, that they did a poster. So they weren't mad about the video.
I was not, by the way, mad about that.
You were not, despite your disdain for Shane.
Does anyone remember Pal's?
I don't remember Pal's return.
I have no recollection at all.
I don't remember much. I do remember Shane, I wasn't there for Zeebo, and now that you remind me that the other one was opening day, I remember Tony's return. As you make the case in your piece today that this return will be unlike any other.
Yeah, for a few reasons. One, one, it's nationally televised, so it's an event. It's an event game regardless, but that adds the event sort of feel, the big game feel. It's happening so soon after he was traded. Like, you know, he was traded over the summer, and so we're 10 games into the next season, so there's the freshness of it. But then the big thing is he's going up against John Morant, and that it's that so palpable and direct sense of past and future meeting in the present. And in retrospect, you had that with Mark and Powell, but we didn't know at the time that Mark loomed as large. We know already, like, John Morant looms that large. And so with Powell and Mark, it was more the novelty of the brothers. It wasn't, you know, the major figure from the past against the major figure of the future, because we didn't know yet Marc Gasol was the major figure of the future.
Right. I guess Shane went up against Rudy. Shane was never the major figure, but they did at least play each other, I presume. Small forwards matched up. This is very different,
right,
obviously. Don't you think, Brad said in the first segment, he was asking if the presence of Ja takes some of the shine off of the return. I think it's the opposite.
I think it elevates.
Yes. Yeah. It elevates. It also, by the way, takes any wistfulness away from the fact that you have Ja. Now, A, it elevates the return because they're going head-to-head. B, there's not this wistfulness because you have Ja.
There's no sense of regret or melancholy,
right,
about it.
Exactly.
It is a celebration of past and future. Both.
Yeah.
You know?
So how is Ja like Mike Conley, and how is he unlike Mike Conley?
He's like Mike Conley in rough strokes, both top five pick point guards, both sort of consolation prizes in a draft that featured, you know, big prizes everyone wanted at the time, at least. Both sort of slight of build, both sort of worked themselves into top five picks over the course of their final college seasons. They weren't supposed to be there when those seasons started. Both, you know, with sort of lightning quick, fancy handles. And that's probably where the comparison ends. John Morant is a different kind of player, and that he comes into the league as sort of an offensive alpha dog. And maybe Mike Conley became that late in his Grizzlies tenure, but it was a long road to get there, whereas John Morant is that right now. John's a different level of athlete, and I think 10 games in, he's already shown he has a higher ceiling, that he can get to places that Mike Conley never got to.
And yet you said yesterday, and you said again in the column, that if Mike's career was his career, that is, you'd be content with that. You'd have to take that.
You can't assume longevity. That's the thing. I go back, I've sort of referenced this before, but I go back to the old Bill James thing where he judges baseball players' career and talks about peak value and career value. And Mike Conley's in, what, year 12 or 13? And so I just think you can't just take for granted what the future is going to be. Like, I remember, and I feel much strongly about John Morant than I felt about this player at the time. But I remember 10 games into O.J. Mayo's career. I remember being on Chris Vernon's show and Vernon telling the world, forget about Rudy Gay, forget about Mike Conley, this is the guy. I go to FedEx for him every night because I want to be there when O.J. Mayo scores 40 points. This is the star. And he averaged 18 points a game. He was second rookie of the year, and he was the star, and then he wasn't. Like, I don't think that's going to happen to John Morant. I have much higher feelings about him than I personally did about Mayo at the time. But it's true that careers have a way of, like, going all kinds of different directions you don't foresee. Like, 3 years into Mike Conley's career, we didn't think it would end up where it was. You know,
I'm trying to think of, besides O.J. Mayo, and I'm putting you on the spot, maybe you just can't think of any on the top of the head. Are there a lot of players who sort of look this incandescent who haven't amounted to much?
Well, you don't want to jinx anything, but, like, injury. Injury is one of the major things that reroutes careers. Brandon Roy was going to be a generational star in Portland,
right,
and then he wasn't, right? And so who knows what's going to happen with Zion Williamson. This is why I'm saying, like, I think John Morant, it's not even a belief. He has an elite ceiling. We've already seen it. And I believe he's going to be a star, a multiple-time all-star, like, whatever. I'm all in, but I just don't assume. I don't, like, assume the next 15 years have already happened and, like, I'm ready to write his Hall of Fame speech.
Right. When he came here, we were the concerns were, to the extent that were, defensively and shooting.
Yep.
Where are you with both of those things? Is it that he can do so much with the ball anyway that the shooting hasn't plagued? I mean, he's still not a knockdown shooter.
Yeah, but no, those are still issues. Those are deficiencies in this game, and those are things that need to get better. Like, he's not a finished. He's not even so close to a finished product. That's what's so exciting about it, right? It's not that he already is. It's that he's already this good with all of the stuff he still needs to get better at. And so in terms of the shooting, I think he is so dominant off the dribble already and is such a good finisher that he doesn't need it as much, but I think he'll need it more over time. But I think he has time to develop that. And he's already shown he's got touch. Like, his shooting percentages are fine. It's just that he's not as the release probably needs to quicken up. I think over time that will need – his game will probably need to come into more balance. But he has time to do that, and I have every belief that'll come. That is a thing he needs to get better at, but I wouldn't label it a concern as much at this point. Defensively, it's a different matter. Like, he's not good. I think he'll get better. I don't know if he'll ever be a plus defender, but I think as long as, like, you know, if he can become an average defender and he's dominant offensively, like, that's fine.
Defensively, this team has struggled. Backcourt defensively, particularly.
Struggled more offensively, actually. I mean, they rank lower offensively
than defensively. I guess I'm going off recency bias here. We didn't talk to you much about the Charlotte game, but is that, to the extent that they do have issues defensively, is that just personnel?
Well, I think it's youth. It's youth to start with. And then it is backcourt. I mean, I think they're certainly much weaker in the backcourt than in the front court, but they're just young.
Right.
They're just a young team. And Jaren Jackson Jr. has not – I mean, he was in a funk for a lot of the start of the season. And that funk, even though we focused on the fouls and the shooting, that funk was both ends. And so he has not been – I mean, he was an impact defender as a 19-year-old last year. That's not supposed to happen. And so he'll get back on track and he'll get better defensively. But
what were the categories? And you had a piece two days ago where you talked. It was your 10 takes in 10 after 10 games, I think, where you talked about Jaren defensively. What were the? I don't need the numbers, but what were the two stats that you were using?
Well, his block rate relative to other big men in the league is much lower than it was a year ago. His steal rate relative to other big men in the league is much lower than it was a year ago. It's just the team's defensive performance when he's on the court versus when he's off. He was a big positive last season. It's been a negative so far this season. I mean, I fully expect all those things are going to change.
Right. Okay, so we've talked about Ja. What's been happening with Mike Conley and the Jazz? What's your thoughts on Mike?
Well, Conley got off to a ridiculously bad shooting start, like a comically bad shooting start.
Right.
And so that has depressed his numbers even to this point. He's gotten pretty much back on track. Like, he hasn't been everything recently they would want him to be, but I don't think they're worried about it anymore. It's just been such, I think there's some reason, you know, to fear that, well, it's turned the corner age-wise and it's going to happen at some point. I don't think that's it. I just think it was such a huge adjustment for him. We talk about the adjustment that Jaren had to make from last year to this year in terms of the play style and the personnel and everything else. Well, Mike Conley was making a similar kind of radical adjustment, except he had built up muscle memory over like a decade, right, of playing slow, of handling the ball all the time, of playing a certain way. And I just think he's had to adjust to a radically different team situation, but I think he's going to be fine. And the Jazz are, like, I don't know what their record is, like 8-3, something like that. And so I think he's fine, the Jazz are fine, and they're going to be really good.
Okay. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about was Josh Jackson, in the meantime, is doing a fine job with the Memphis Hustle. Thoughts on Josh Jackson?
I haven't watched any of those games, to be honest with you. I've seen people like react to his stats, and to me, it's like when you have a top five pick playing in summer league. Them being good is not as meaningful as if they're bad. Like, when Hasheem Thabeet was terrible in summer league, that was a sign of something. And so with Josh Jackson, in the G League, I sort of think of it the same way. I would be surprised and concerned if he wasn't putting up huge numbers in the G League, and so. If you look at his stat lines, like, they look great, but, like, you look at Ivan Rabb's stat lines last year. You look at Javon Carter's stat lines for the Hustle, right? He's supposed to be doing that for the Hustle. And so him doing that doesn't tell me he's going to be great in the NBA again, but it is a box he needs to check. And so, you know, it's good for him that he is checking that box. And I suspect that if he keeps being productive down there and doesn't cause any problems, and they sort of, you know, in terms of their coaches and whatever, if the interactions with him are positive, if all that continues, I suspect he'll be up in a Grizzlies uniform at some point. But I don't think there's a rush to do that right now. Right. I mean, you know, Kyle Anderson's playing like 20 minutes a game. Rudo Caboclo can't get on the floor. And so, like, you know, right now, unless they had some injuries, I would be surprised if they sort of pushed the envelope on that.
You made the point in your piece that you would like to see those guys and get more time.
Well, I think – I don't think – this is not something I'm calling for today.
Right.
But I think over the course of 82 games, like, they when they go into next summer, they have to decide, do we want Josh Jackson – assuming he's still around at that point. They need to decide, okay, do we want to offer this guy a contract? They need to make the same decision on Bruno Caboclo. They need to make the same decision on Dan. Now, and so, you know, it's not the top of their to-do list, but one of their organizational – one of the items in their checklist this season has got to be – to build up enough of a sample with those three players that they can make a decision on them next summer. They got plenty of time, but it is something that at some point I think they need to see more of them.
Chris, thank you. Oh, what do you think of the shooting sleeve, by the way? Today they're giving away the Mike Conley shoot. It's not, let's be honest, it's not as practical as the scarf or a barbecue kit or whatever else. I'm not going to probably be trotting out my shooting sleeve.
I mean, I haven't seen it. They send that stuff to the radio station. They don't send that to the
I have not seen it. I have not seen
okay.
It. So, we have one?
I have one, yeah. Hang on.
Oh, we have one. Hold on. That's fine. I'll report back, Chris. Thank you very much. We'll see you there tonight.
All right.
Appreciate it. That is Chris Harrington. His piece is up over at the Daily Memphian. It is, as with almost everything Chris does, beautifully done on tonight's game, which features Ja Morant, the future, and Mike Conley, the past. If you are noticing cracks in the walls of your home or your floors are sinking or sloping, you may have a future that includes a foundation problem, and you do not want that kind of a future. And so you should get in touch with Redeemers Group if you have that issue and give them a call and bring them out, because the analysis of what's going on or if anything's going on is 100% free. 541-8765, 100% free. Have them on out. Check it out. Maybe you don't have a problem, in which case you can sleep better at night. Maybe you do have a problem, in which case they'll tell you what the issue is. And if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you get $50 off the repair project. Seriously, no reason not to call. It's Redeemers Group, 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. When we get back, Jeffrey is going to make you rich. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And I had that problem a few months ago. My car went dead. It turns out just needed a simple reset of the computer chip, but the process took forever. And that's why I have CarShield, because CarShield makes auto protection super easy. They have affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you have 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit carshield.com and use code Doyle to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Doyle, a deductible may apply.
Guess what?
What?
Xfinity Internet. Internet's better because it streams better. Introducing Xfinity Flex, a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place, so they're not scattered across a bunch of apps.
Nice.
Plus, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies.
Even nicer.
And it's all searchable with the Xfinity voice remote, so you can search less and watch more. It's not just easy.
It's effortless.
And it gets better.
No.
Yes, because it's not expensive. It's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost.
Wow.
You can say that again.
Wow.
Get internet that internet's better. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And add a Flex 4K streaming device on us. Go to Xfinity.com/Flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
I am the Lift Master.
Well, if you really want to be a hero, join DoorPro and LiftMaster to help the Lebanon Children's Hospital Radiothon. DoorPro is an authorized dealer of LiftMaster, and for every new garage door installed this month, DoorPro will donate $25 to the Lebanon Radiothon. Free in-home consultations. Just call 901-DOOR-PRO or visit DoorProInc.com. DoorPro
and LiftMaster.
Be a hero. Call 901-DOOR-PRO today.
Rick Springfield, live. No, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. 17 top 40 hits. Graceland Live presents Rick Springfield, January 18th at the Soundstage at Graceland. Tickets and info available at GracelandLive.com or by calling 877-777-0606. Don't miss Rick Springfield, live at Graceland.
Hi, I'm Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. If you need a roof for your home or business, we hope to hear from you and we will work hard to earn your business. We are experts and certified in residential and commercial roofing, siding, and gutter installation. We have been serving the Memphis area for over 20 years, and now with two of my sons working with me, we plan to be here for many years to come. So if you need a roof, please give us a call. On a personal note, what a great time to be a Memphis sports fan. With the Grizzlies' new look, the Redbirds, the 901 FC, and the Tigers football and basketball teams, it's going to be a fun year. Thank you to Coach Norvell, Coach Hardaway, and their staffs for your dedication to your student-athletes, the University of Memphis, and to fans like me who have waited forever to have both the football and basketball teams ranked at the same time. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing, it's what we do.
Just in time for sizzling Sprint Week. Now through Sunday, November 17th, get a free 49-inch LG 4K TV when you lease the LG G8X ThinQ Plus dual screen for just $15 per month. That's right, a free TV. So hurry in while supplies last. And that's not all. Now when you switch to Sprint, you'll get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The more lines you switch, the more savings you'll get. There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Hurry into your local Sprint store now through Sunday, November 17th, and take advantage of this amazing offer. That's now through November 17th, only at Sprint. LG G8X ThinQ, 128 gigabytes, $15 per month after $16.21 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, TV, and second screen. Require online registration. Ships from LG. Not available in stores while supplies last. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Subject to $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply. $100 card requires port online registration at Sprint.com/offers and 60 days of service on a new line before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching.
Kid on the block, hold on your bets, here's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Pours reeking testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne. It's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to playboy bunnies. They see the...
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins show. When I was at game day, I was going into the... I was at Alfred, and I was heading into the men's room. And coming out of the ladies' room was someone who had won her diamond from Robert Irwin Jewelers, courtesy of Tony Pollard. And she showed it to me, and I took a pic. And it made me so happy, because everything it represents, love, marriage, all those things. And now, that one was free. Yours probably might not be. But I can guarantee if you go to Robert Irwin, you won't pay more. You'll pay less than you would anywhere else, and you've got a big, beautiful diamond. That's what Jeffrey did.
Mine right? wasn't free, but you
Yours
know what it was?
Free. It was what?
It was
priceless.
Incredibly fair.
It was fair and
yeah. And amazing. Yeah.
And amazing.
Well, I wouldn't say it was priceless.
It was priceless. The Jeffrey designed his himself with Howie's help. And if you do that, if you pick the ring, pick the setting, et cetera, you get the beautiful ring, get a perfect ring at a perfect price. But They're so confident that it's going to be perfect that if within a year you decide you wish to return it, you may, for any reason. Maybe she's flown the coop. Who knows? Maybe you decide, maybe your ship has come in and you want an even a bigger, bigger, even bigger, brighter diamond. You can then trade it in and pay only the difference. They will also match any prices on GIA loose diamonds. And they have price. They have diamonds across all price ranges. Go see them. Seriously. I feel like dealing with Howie is, and the folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers, it's like dealing with a friend. And there's a lot of mystery to the process of a diamond, buying the process of a diamond. There is not when you deal with the good folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They have 4 Memphis locations. Check them out at rijewelers.com. Jeffrey is going to make you money now. Jeffrey, when this season began, I gave you 10 $100 bills. And I said, Jeffrey, go forth, invest that money, and report back to me at the end of the year. How much is it now?
Jeff, after we had a tough 4-4 week last week, which we lost $40, that means we are down to $1,860. I've only returned you 80%, 86%.
86%. Mm-hmm. Again, S&P 500 has done pretty darn well over this stretch, but the Jeffrey Index has done even better. 86% return.
The degenerate.
You were wrong on Alabama, right? You were wrong on Alabama.
Correct. I psyched myself into – I've been telling you, like, for a month I wanted LSU. And then that
– What happened to you?
The line psyched me out. The fact that it was – the fact that the line came in at, like, 6.5, 7 points, I'm sitting there going, like, what? Like, this makes no sense to me. Like, Alabama's going to be playing with a hobbled quarterback. And then on top of that, popular – one of my big strategies is fade popular underdogs. And it's worked out pretty well for me this year. Like, anytime everyone's like, oh, love, this team's getting points. I love them. I love them. I fade that team immediately. And it's worked out pretty well for me. And that one, I should have just trusted my eyes. I need to tell myself that will be the lesson learned for next year. I'm not listening to anyone else about the SEC. I trust my eyes in the SEC, and I'll just stay with it. I'm not even going to look at numbers.
All right. Who do we have this week, Jeffrey?
All right, Jeff. Let's start with what I like to refer to as the Jeffrey Wright game. And I refer to this as a Jeffrey Wright game because it's going to be cold, and I'm warm-blooded. I hate cold weather. I would rather be anywhere than playing football in cold weather. And that means we got the Florida Gators going to Missouri with temperatures in the low 30s, perhaps the high 20s. An 11 a.m. special. I get 7 points with Missouri. Florida, they've really been bad against Missouri for whatever the reason is recently. And I just think you get those guys in cold weather and they're going to want to be anywhere but them. Of course, as everyone knows, Florida and Missouri, that's a divisional game. A big divisional rivalry in the SEC East.
So what's the spread again?
7.
7.
Yeah.
You are?
I'm taking the points. Missouri. I know, surprise. Hey, everybody. I'm taking points.
Missouri.
I'll print you out the sheet after.
Missouri +7.
Correct.
Over the Florida Gators. Okay. Next.
Next, Jeff. We're going to... I don't feel great about this one, but I'm closing my eyes, and I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah. Just because they lost last week doesn't mean that I should turn my back on them.
No. No. If you love something, let it go.
Exactly.
If it comes back to you, it's yours.
Yes.
If not, it's never meant to be.
Have you also seen State Secondary?
No.
They're horrific. I don't even care if Tua barely plays. I think this will be a classic. And Tua's, by the way, kind of a tough spot for Mississippi State when Tua is a game-time decision. In fact, essentially what that means is Alabama's going to try to figure out whether or not they need him. Like, it's a conference game on the road, and Alabama's like, man, we may not even need it.
And what's the spread here?
17.5. We'll lay them all. I've got Alabama's receivers against State Secondary. I feel good about this one.
Alabama -17.5 over Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Next, Jeff, we have a let's all hold hands game. My radio partner in the afternoon is a Michigan man. And more importantly, I am a fade Michigan State man because Michigan State sucks and people won't recognize. I don't understand. Like, everyone keeps waiting for Michigan State to, like, have that Michigan State moment. They suck.
They can't score.
And have for 3 years.
Yes.
Like, everyone, well, hey, D'Antonio, you got to watch out for him. He does one of these a year.
I have kept betting against this each and every week, and it has worked out for me. It's only 13.5. And more importantly, Harbaugh, he's got the ball. He's up, shall we say, 10. It would not surprise me if he tries really, really hard to punch that last touchdown in.
Michigan minus 13.5. Michigan minus 13.5. Michigan State also have the advantage that they have the best fight song in the land.
Second best.
Listen to that, man.
I will say, I prefer this better when they do the build. You have the kind of the soft piccolos and whatnot, and then you hit the... That's better.
You think so?
That's better. Yeah, because it's a build.
Do we have it without the piccolos coming?
Yes, of course.
Here, let's hear this. Let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Best fight song in the land. Here it is. Oh, God, how do you not love that? Hail, hail, Michigan, the champions of the West.
I hate to do this, but this is... I don't even like this bet, Jeff. I don't. I'm literally adding this because I'm a man of principle. The Fighting Irish will not let me down. They're taking on Navy. I actually wanted Navy all week, so this is... Proceed with caution. Give me the Irish minus 7. Just because their fight song's better than Michigan's.
Are you saying I baited you into this? Much
yes.
Like... Mason Rudolph.
Yes.
Were you really not going to bet this game?
Not at all. Not even, like, literally, it's not on the card.
Notre Dame, it's a good fight song. Where do you put Auburn's in the pantheon?
It's better than both. I also acknowledge...
Do we have it? Do we have it? Let's hear it back to back so we can do a fair taste test. Now find 10,000 men at Harvard. Because
I
Oregon,
you have it somewhere.
Oregon, I had no idea. I kept hearing 10,000 men of Harvard the other night. And I'm like, why in the world? They must have seen me walk in. Why are they paying 10,000 men of Harvard? And then I realized that Oregon's fight song, Mighty Oregon, is actually 10,000 men of Harvard, which was written for Harvard, and they just took it. Here we are. What do you think? Here we go. Listen. We used to do Latin.
Yes, I took 5 years of a little bit, and I still have no idea what's being said.
Non sequitur.
No, you're right, though. It's just, it's Oregon just speeds the tempo up. It's the same song.
I didn't realize it. Here we go. Here's the running gun. 10,000 men of Harvard won victory today. Let Oral be the Harvard holds sway. And we will conquer all those Eli's men. And when the day is done, we'll sing again. 10,000 men of Harvard won victory today.
So Oregon stole y'all's fight song, and then Tennessee
stole Yale's.
Yale's.
Yep, exactly right. Glad we settled that. Notre Dame minus 7 over Navy, the goading into Miles Garrett bet of the day.
Yeah, we got to do one more, too, just out of principle. I mean, I'm just taking my favorite fight songs because they're big favorites this weekend, and I want them to score a lot. I get Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow minus 21.5 against Ole Miss's secondary. I have one slight concern about this, and that's Ole Miss can run the football pretty well,
right,
or decently well, and they can shorten the game. The other flip side of this is I get Ed Orgeron in a revenge game. Mm. Let's just say Ed has the mind of an elephant. He never forgets.
What Which of the fight songs is this? Like, they have... This is your...
This is the actual... Fight this song. Is the school's fight song. This is... So, I consider the best band tradition on all of the land is the post-touchdown when they go into... When LSU goes into Tiger Rag, and then they spell out T-I-G-E-R-S. And at the very end of S, usually that's when the kid is making the extra point, and then you hear this just drunk, fat guy tuba note, like, and then they rip into, and I think that's the best, best band thing ever.
LSU minus 21?
Minus 21 and a half against the Rebels.
LSU minus 21 and a half over Ole Miss. So far, just to keep you up to date, if you lost it in the fight song, Missouri plus 7 over Florida. Correct. Alabama minus 17 and a half over Mississippi State. Michigan minus 13 and a half over Michigan State. Notre Dame minus 7 over Navy. LSU minus 21 and a half over Ole Miss, although he's concerned that Ole Miss may be able to run
shorten the game, yeah.
Shorten the game, won't get you 21. Do you think Joe Burrow is better than Tua or Tua is better than Joe Burrow?
I still, if I were drafting a team, I would still draft.
Would you make
Tua.
A deal for saying Tua best he's seen in a decade?
Tua is an elite downfield thrower. And I think that's the hardest path. Like, that is kind of what.
You know who's not? Josh Allen. God, just shoot.
No, no, no. He's not an elite downfield completer of passes.
Yeah.
He's actually he is not an even elite downfield thrower in terms of just letting it rip.
Just awful. Just so depressing. Go ahead.
Jeff, let's go to the fade teams I absolutely do not believe in. And I can't believe I'm saying this, Jeff. I kind of sort of think I believe in Minnesota. Like,
look at you.
You've
gone from cute stories
to...
Yeah,
I think I do. Actually, no, I take it back. It's not that I necessarily believe in Minnesota. It's that I don't believe in Iowa. I think people don't watch Iowa. Like, everyone goes, oh, you got to go to Kinnick Stadium. Oh, guess what? I bet on Penn State at Kinnick Stadium. I won there. And then Minnesota, the final score, Penn State made it close, whatnot. Minnesota dominated that football game. I like
minus
the Golden Gophers. No, the Gophers are getting 3.
Really?
Yes, that's so disrespectful.
Just totally disrespectful.
Hashtag row the boat, I think.
Minnesota plus 3.
Yeah.
Those disrespected Golden Gophers over Iowa at fearsome Kinnick Stadium.
That's right. It's starting to smell like fraud in here, and we're betting on it, baby. We got the Baylor Bears at 10.5 at home. I don't get it. Oklahoma, like, do people watch football? Like, I want to know this question. Do people watch Oklahoma play? Has anyone actually watched Jalen Hurts play other than week one?
We just like the name and the story.
Yes, and the stat line.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he puts up big numbers. He's going up against a team here in Baylor that will be able to keep him in the pocket. You know what happens when he stays in the pocket? Nothing good. I get 10.5 points with Baylor at home. I'm taking the Jalen Bears, baby. Give me the 10.5. I like them keeping this one close. I might even think about the money line, but not for the sake of the show.
Baylor plus 10.5, Baylor plus 10.5 over Oklahoma. You get 10.5. Baylor plus 10.5 over Oklahoma.
Ah, Jeff, I'm right back where I want to be.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt sucks, and I get to fade them each and every week. And more importantly, this time, with Kentucky, I only have to lay 10. Vanderbilt has quit. Q-U-I-T. Quit. Kentucky, despite the fact that they're legitimately just like, hey, you receiver, come over here. Bowen, you played quarterback like for 10 downs in high school, right? Come on, you're our new quarterback. Like, they've figured out a decent offense with them. And I just think Vanderbilt can't score. Kentucky's basically going to have to score 11 points. I feel good about that. We're laying 10 with Kentucky.
Kentucky minus 10 over Vanderbilt.
Yep. We got another trust the process game here, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be back on this side. It's wonderful because that means I get to go ahead and fire up this song for all you fine people out there. I'm not worried about this game at all, Jeff. bye week to prepare. Houston's now officially in the give-up mode. They're not even in the mode where, like, oh, you know what? We can kind of get up for a rivalry game. They already did that against SMU, and they lost. I only have to lay 10.5. Memphis will run up and down the field on them. I feel good on that this one.
Don't you think, in the end, we have to conclude that Mike Norvell is one heck of an offensive football coach?
Yes, he is. When you consider what he replaces each and every year, and he still figures out ways to move the football and score points.
In his staff and in his players. It's just unbelievable.
He consistently scores points with completely different ways. He is an elite offensive mind.
Memphis minus 10.5 over Houston. Jeffrey has no doubt that it is going to work out that way. No doubt at all. You feel good about this.
I feel really good about this because I think they can run up and down on it. Just another light card today. There's no reason to not have, I don't know, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We also took the Navy or the Notre Dame bet just because we liked the fight song. We took LSU. I think we have 13.
There you go. By the way, once you win all that money, take it to Triumph Bank. We are coming to you from the Triumph Bank studios. Just another way in which
Throw Indiana in there at 14.5.
Indiana.
At 14.5, because I think they're actually undervalued because their starting quarterback got hurt last week.
It's again, you have to.
But their backup quarterback, if they're playing Penn State, it's 14.5.
You're
take
getting
the 14.
14.5.
Yes. Underdog, yeah.
Indiana plus 14.5 over Penn State. Take that money to Triumph Bank. And believe me when I tell you, listen, my old bank changed names and now is merging. Like, this is what happens. Like, banks, the woman at Triumph who I work with as my banker has worked for probably, you know, whatever, 18 different banks. Why? Because banks just keep becoming other banks. And in the process, she was actually finally approached by Triumph. And she said, listen, I think about banking in a different way than a lot of people do. It should be a service. It's a service industry. And these are people who we work with as our clients. It's not a place to stash money. And can I do it there? And the folks at Triumph said, funny, that's how we think about it too. And she's been there ever since. And you get a different level of service at Triumph Bank that you simply don't get at other banks these days. Yes, they do other wonderful things in the community. They're involved in schools. They're involved in teaching financial literacy. They roll up their sleeves and go to work in Memphis. But they also, and this is in the end what matters to most of us, is they make your banking life easier, whether that's through their app, which is breezy easy, so easy that I can use it, or whether it's through the level of service they operate. Again, the CEO gives out his cell phone number. How many banks do that? It's Triumph Bank. Take your money. Put your money there. That's what I do. We got to take a break.
We need a post-ad read bet. Also, Ohio State principal play.
Jeffrey is just
principal play.
Hold on. We're going to take a break. Yeah. Come back. He's gonna give you more mm-hmm. money, even more money. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and do that next. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm going to help you today. I'm going to do that by telling you it's not too early to book parties for the holidays at Bounty on Broad. Don't put it off until the last minute when you'll be scrounging around just to find a place. Bounty is a beautiful space with incredible food and can accommodate parties from 10 to 200 people. And here's the other thing you should know about Bounty. One reason the food is so delicious is that it's locally sourced. Bounty gets cheeses from Bonnie Blue Farms, beef from Home Place Pastures, and fresh produce from Old World Farms and Hannah Farms. And the folks from Bounty asked me to mention those small farms specifically because they're serious about supporting local farms to create a sustainable food community. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. The website is bountyonbroad.com. Or just give them a call at 901-410-8131. That's 901-410-8131. And book your holiday party before everybody else.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is Gary Parish reminding you that this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but still bad. The good news, American Standard Foundation, they can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them. The same way in lots of ways. But trust me, it's a dumb approach to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse. Or you can wait, but then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage, see if you see cracks. I hope you don't. But if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com, click the lintel lift tab, or give them a call, 901-390-5568.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
All right, listen up. Bedbugs,
yeah.
Go up the middle, along the mattress seams. Roaches,
yeah.
Do a zone everywhere there's a crack. Ground recluses,
yeah.
You're on surprise defense. Anywhere you can hide. Now let's take that house.
Right.
Pests have a game plan. So should you. Get Allied Termite and Pest on your team. They'll talk with you, understand your full situation, and create a custom, safe, and efficient treatment strategy for your home.
We're up against Allied Termite and Pest? I'm throwing in the towel.
Beat the bugs. Visit AlliedPestControl.com today.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a Deere to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a Deere. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said.
All right. You may have Windows 7 operating on your computer. If you do, you should know that Microsoft has said that they will not support it after January 14th, 2020. That means you will not have any security. They will not be updating security. That means you can no longer, in good conscience, use a Windows 7 operating system. You, however, do not have to throw out your computer at that point. You could instead take it to Cooper Systems, where they can upgrade it and install Windows 10. They can move all your documents, your pictures, your music, your videos, everything to the new operating system. And by the way, if you're there, while you're there, they offer offering deals on solid-state hard drives at reduced prices, which will make your computer run 10 to 20 times faster. There are very good discounts at Cooper Systems right now on all of this. The last time that this happened, that there was such an example, people put it off. It was when Windows XP went end of life, and they waited the last minute, and it screwed up a lot of people. Do not put this off to the last minute. Again, don't wait till January 14th. Get in there to Cooper Systems now. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679, or you can go visit them in the Mount Moriah office park. Let's get to the one story we've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
Jeffrey just keeps adding bets, and I'm going to let him go. I'm giving him the floor back to do another bet. What do we got, Jeffrey? Yes, sir.
Jeff, isn't it amazing?
Oh, everything's amazing.
How much more likable and easy it is to root for Ohio State without scumbag Urban Meyer on the sidelines trying to tell you
I still don't root for Ohio State.
Oh, maybe it's because you haven't bet on them every single week, and they've covered every single week.
Who? What do we got?
What's Jeff, we only have to lay 31.5 in the first half against Rutgers.
31.5
yes.
First half bet
yes.
over Rutgers.
Yes, yes.
Ohio
and
State.
You might think, God, that is
that's
so many
points. Except one drive
points.
where they fumble.
So yeah. many points. Jeff, not only did they cover the first half line last week against Maryland, they almost covered the game line in the first half up 42-0. These people are out to wreck souls.
That would be Ohio State minus 31 mm-hmm. in the first half.
Yeah, 31.5.
Rutgers. We also, by the way, have breaking news about Jeffrey's alarm issue
yes.
this morning. Some of you know we opened this morning with Brad as my producer mm-hmm. rather than Jeffrey.
Yes.
I was going to dispatch police to his
yes.
house, but this has happened one time before. This time, Jeffrey insists it's the old, my alarm didn't go off.
Correct. And
you are suggesting that there is evidence out there to bolster this cockamamie thin story that you have
Correct.
Ginnied up to excuse you oversleeping?
Correct. On iCream, which is basically a website that tells you how
find
to
find excuses where you can get a note from your mother from missing something?
No, listen, you know me. I'm a big look in the mirror guy. And this time, thank God, it's not on me.
The mirror. Who's,
yeah.
Who do you see in the mirror? What
yeah.
does iCream tell you about? Sounds vaguely pornographic.
Correct. I don't really have
yes.
much of an argument against
yes.
that. There's apparently, if you have updated your iOS system to version 12.1, which I did.
Which is a pain in the ass, by the way.
Yes, it's freaking worst. Like,
it's a
just the freaking
yes.
worst. Like, I don't, first off, I feel like every time I update my phone, everyone goes, are you sure you want to do that? Like, you know, I heard if you do this, it's going to blow up in your ear.
Right.
Like,
okay,
there's always like.
So what?
So
what
apparently,
are, what are they, what
in
are they
the
saying?
Last, there is a glitch. If you have updated to iOS 12.1, there has been a glitch in which, according to this, mm-hmm. your alarms suddenly fail after installing the latest update. You can visit their troubleshooting website. So if you've updated. Because I was actually tipped off to this. I wasn't actually looking for excuses. I was tipped off to this because when I told the story, a few people on Twitter said, hey, you're not alone.
That's kind of scary, honestly.
That's disconcerting, yes.
Because I use my phone for my alarm, and I have updated. So does it just could happen any moment? What happens if you set two alarms?
Well, then
will it happen to both?
I think there is fail-safes. Like, if you set multiple alarms, I don't feel like
Do you ever do that?
Yes.
And when you do it, do you set them for the exact 5 minutes
no,
apart? What do you
do?
I did the other night in Portland because I got 3 hours of sleep,
yeah.
and so I did 5 minutes apart.
Yeah, I usually do about 3 minutes apart.
Or I put the phone on the other side of the room sometimes.
Well, so
do you ever
okay,
do that?
So when you asked me, because you're like, I think you just turned it off or whatever. You just push. I don't. I it's
phone
far
is out of reach.
Yes,
you have
because
to get up.
I have to do the get. If I don't get up, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
If I don't have to actually physically get up. I'll tell you what was really disconcerting. I wake up. First off, you see like you all the missed calls and whatnot. Like
right.
everyone that's been like, where the hell
are you?
My dog just like turning back and looking at me like, oh, like my. I think my dog said something was up. She was
right.
like looking at me like,
so why are we still here?
Yeah, this is not where you're supposed to be.
I got good news. No Jason and John today. Jessica, they've gone strictly with a J theme.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's got to be Jason and John
yes.
today. I think she's up to it. People are clamoring. All we hear is more Jessica. We need more Jessica in our lives.
Yes.
So, what else is coming up?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next with Jessica. Jason Munns will join her. Also, I want to make sure I have the right
Jason,
date.
Also a J.
Yes. So, apparently, that's Evan Abrams of the Action Network will also join her as well. Kendrick Perkins, Radio.com Insider 125. Steve Earhart of the Liberty Bowl joins us for Beat the Degenerate today on Giannotto and Jeffrey. That will be at 2:25. And then Eric Hasseltine is going to join us in the second hour, of course, to discuss Mike Conley, whatnot, for Conley's return.
Grizzlies tonight
yep.
will be on tonight. Do not miss the broadcast.
Dan
right
Wolkin at 4:25 on
92.9 FM. We got to get out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay warm. Return on Monday. Set your alarm. Double check it. And we'll talk to you Monday. For now, our work here is done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship Barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected. She's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.